Let's try for a good day. What do you say? Hey, hey, what do you say? Let's open the day with a good day.
That sounds good to me.
Going to work. Ken Kessler is here with Doug Steffen. Rich McFadden is still hospitalized, but he said he'd be here tomorrow going through tests. I'll tell you, that's sort of a bizarre story. Jennifer Horn will not be back. I think Richie told me yesterday she'll be back on Thursday, if I remember correctly. She's taken a week-long trip with listeners off the coast of Alaska. They did that last year. She and her father run the CRN Digital Broadcast Center in Los Angeles. That's her day job. She calls it her day job. This is the ancillary early morning job, because when she's at it in Los Angeles, 3 o'clock in the morning. Just the same as it is for me when I'm in Los Angeles. But thankfully, I'm back on the farm, and the living is easy. We had some really whippy winds yesterday. For those of you who are agriculturalists and know this time of year, June hay is the best hay you can have for your horses, your cows. So I was into it really big time, mowed a lot of, I think, 14, 15 acres, and we got it all baled just before it started rain last night. One of the troubles we had was the wind. Sometimes 40, 45 miles an hour, even though it was sunny. The offshoot of the tornado storm that blew up the East Coast and affected a lot of you in the Carolinas, up through Washington and the Delmarva into New York, and then into northern Vermont and Maine. The wind, at least, affected, and there's some rain here today that's an offshoot of this as well, that storm. The hay was blowing around. There's really, again, sort of, have you use your imagination, Kenny, for this. Think about these mini little tornadoes. I don't know if you've ever seen one, but they crop up every once in a while. That's not supposed to be a pun. But every once in a while, in a hay field, you see these little twisters that pick up the hay, and they move it up into the air sometimes 30, 40 feet, and then they just drop it. But we saw tons of those yesterday. The woman who was helping John and me bale it up, she tried to rake the hay, and every time she'd go around the field, she'd go back, and it was all blown off. So she had to stay in front of the baler literally 30, 40 feet to make a windrow so the baler could pick it up, because otherwise it blew all over the place. It was really nice, good, dry, early June hay. And it was an extra hour or two to the process because of the wind blowing things around. That's not the most serious story. Of course, the most serious story for those of you who have not stayed up with what happened, the people who were in that show that a lot of people watch, the stories of Doug Steffen, .com. The essence of this show was basically to chase around storms. Pretty much the way that movie with Helen Hunt and
Bill Pullman.
Pullman was in that, yeah. All right. So anyway, Tim Samaras, who's the founder of the Tornado Research Project called Twistec, and he was the star of the show, his son Paul and his partner Carl Young, were all killed in El Reno, Oklahoma. Their car. There are pictures on the internet, and you can see them. I don't know that we post them or we don't. We just send people to where they are, Kenny. But I know that there are some pictures because I've seen them of, I think it was the Weather Channel Storm Chaser vehicle that looked like a contraption that came from that movie. And it got picked up, and the guys were telling a story. I don't know if we found it on audio or not. They tell the story about what it felt like to be floating around in the tornado. And you look at the car and how it's just destroyed, completely demolished. How in the world did they survive? You look at that. It's just all right, so there's a state of emergency. Missouri, Oklahoma, the rivers are cresting. And as I said, if you go across the country, this storm sort of curved up toward the southern Great Lakes region, across northern New York State and into northern New England. But pretty much south of there, you could feel with rain and wind the impact. And then there was a tornado that developed in South Carolina, not anywhere near as serious as the one in Oklahoma and Missouri over the weekend, but still something. I don't know. You grew up in South Carolina. Did you ever have a tornado there when you were a kid, Kenny?
It was in North Carolina, actually, and did. Nothing that got close to where I lived. I was in Raleigh, but lots of watches and warnings and lots of news footage of nearby areas where, you know, trailer parks were destroyed and that kind of thing.
So I was unaware of this. On Saturday, I spent the day with my children in Los Angeles, just north, about 40 miles north of where I was in Los Angeles proper. There was an evacuation of about 1,000 homes in the Angeles National Forest because there was a big fire there. Pretty close to Lake Hughes and Lake Elizabeth. Forest Service says 5 structures were burned down. 10 structures apparently were damaged. Excuse me. Now, for a change, this fire was not set. It was a result of a fire in a powerhouse, a hydroelectric plant near the Los Angeles Aqueduct. So that's not going to be something that you can hang on somebody. But many of this, the thing that's crazy about this is that oftentimes these fires are set by people. We've heard these stories 100 times about people who want to be heroes. Kind of like that sicko story from last week. Was it Thursday or Friday when this 21-year-old guy captures his girlfriend and takes her in his pickup truck, puts duct tape all around her, and he then says, I'm going to go. Did you hear the story?
Yeah.
Yes. He puts duct tape on her and then goes out to find her. He's trying to get her love, and this is the weird thing goes through his mind. I'll show you. I'll save you. And instead, he killed her. The duct tape got across her nose. She couldn't breathe, so she suffocated. So people that do these things, it's a strange world we live in for sure. When people think that sort of, and you wonder if that comes as a result of too much exposure to things like this, stories like this on television and in the movies. 888-302-3684 at Twitter at Good Day Show, and let's see, we've got Good Day Show. If you go to Facebook.com, help yourself to all of those things. And we're also at Pinterest. Any good pictures, help yourself to that. The story of Mr. Pistorius. Haven't heard about him for a while, right? Want to know what's going on? Got that in a moment. First, though, if you've been awake through the night, gone to the bathroom a couple of times, you are facing what tens of millions of American men are doing every single night. And it's all related to prostate issues. It doesn't help when you're tired, you're cranky, urge your high urgency, just what happens in your body when you don't have the right stuff feeding your prostate is really kind of annoying, especially for your partner. That's why more women call this number, 800-811-6931, than do men. The number is 800-811-6931 for PT9. PT9 is formulated by a pharmacist with natural ingredients that help with all the annoying symptoms of your prostate not operating properly. You got to get your healthy prostate. Go back to where you were, let's say, in your 30s, because men in their 40s and beyond are reporting having this problem. Waking up at night, you don't have to run to the nearest men's room all day long, better mood, better sleep, better intimacy. That's all part of the benefit of using PT9. And for the next 2 weeks, order PT9, you get Heart Factors Plus, which is a wonderful supplement for your heart health. Get that free with your order when you dial 800-811-6931. So let's not fiddle around with this. Underscoring the offer, it's not a sample. 3 full bottles of Heart Factor with your PT9 results through the roof. Make sure you call this number to get the PT9 and the special offer for your Heart Factor, 800-811-6931. Call now while you're thinking about it. 800-811-6931.
You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Grainger. They balance my needs with my budget. Grainger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling. Humming. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
This is eHarmony founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. We know that not everyone is hoping to get married. So if you're looking for a fun, rewarding dating life, eHarmony.com could be perfect for you. We'll bring you people that share your passions and are truly compatible with you. Think how much you'll enjoy life when you have people of quality to date. Visit eHarmony.com. Stop waiting. Start communicating for free today.
They say you get what you pay for, meaning the less you pay, the less you get. Not necessarily true. For instance, a lot of people pay less for car insurance by switching to GEICO, but get more than savings. They get satisfaction. In fact, GEICO's customer satisfaction is at 97%. And that explains why I nearly got stepped on by some happy customers dancing in the street.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Ken Kessler. People in the news, specifically Oscar Pistorius, back in the glare of public scrutiny. How long has it been since he was accused of killing his girlfriend? That was last night around Christmas time, if I'm not mistaken. So anyway, he's going to be in court tomorrow. And instead of his murder trial, the next chapter of this case that had transformed the Olympian from a smiling global inspiration to a sobbing suspect facing life in prison. There have been just two reported sightings of him since he was granted bail in February, Kenny. Millions of people have been affected by this. I don't know why. I mean, I don't know if affect is the right word. I just sort of, you think about what happens in the life of a person who's seemingly got the world, even though he's a double amputee, the running and the sensation of his doing as well as he did, and then it kind of all falling apart. Reminds you a little bit of O.J. Simpson, or at least it did me. Did it you? When you think about Oscar Pistorius, does O.J. Simpson come to mind?
Yeah, it does seem a little like that. You couldn't believe that this guy could be guilty of something like this, and yet the more you hear,
right,
the worse it sounds.
Yeah, the records from cell phones found in the bathroom have been scoured. Neighbors have been questioned about the arguments between Mr. Pistorius and his girlfriend. And this goes on. So the case is going to be one of those things you can expect. Well, this court TV isn't on anymore, though, is it? Do we have court TV, or is there...
No.
Where's Nancy Grace come from? Is she on Headline News?
She's on Headline News and okay. CNN.
So you can be sure that she'll be... this is the kind of stuff that she loves, even though it's not a court that's in America. You know, South Africa, probably legal system is pretty similar to ours. So look for more. I guess that's my point. Look for more conversation on that story during the course of the week. And then there are the other things going on, the usual focus on life and times of Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt. Angelina returned to the red carpet yesterday, her first public appearance since announcing she'd undergone that double mastectomy after testing positive for the cancer gene. Brad Pitt and his new zombie movie, World Wars... is it World Wars or is it World War Z?
World War Z.
Yeah. What did you hear about that? Anything?
I haven't heard a lot. I'm not big into the zombie apocalypse kind of movies. Not really excited about that one.
Nah. All right, 21 after the hour here on Good Day.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Glenn Miller played
songs that day for hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days. And you knew where you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men. Next day we could use a man like my little Maragan. Didn't need no welfare states. Old lass now and grace, those were the days.
So now they're both gone. The announcement over the weekend that Jean Stapleton, who was the Emmy Award-winning actress, played Edith Bunker on All in the Family, died of natural causes at the age of 90. With Carol O'Connor, the two of them changed television. Kenny, you're big into TV. You've been a sort of critic of television shows in one of your other lives. When you look back at the impact that All in the Family had, it has been said before, but it really did change the way people thought you could use the medium for social criticism, because that's really what that show was, right?
Oh, absolutely. It completely changed TV. Nobody had said the kind of things that Archie said, or for that matter, that Rob Reiner's character, affectionately known as Meathead, the kind of things that he said, and they would often come to political blows.
Yeah.
And none of that had been on television before.
No.
It definitely changed it. And, you know, if you go back, it's been like 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
If you go back and look at some of those early episodes, I'm not so sure that the way things are now that those could, that
we
the networks
that
would allow them to air.
Yeah, right. Got eight Emmy nominations for her role, won three times, also earned an Emmy for playing Eleanor Roosevelt in the film Eleanor in 1982. Certainly as someone who brought a lot, just the expressions on her face, God love her. Jean Stapleton passing away at the age of 90. Comedian Dane Cook suffering some backlash this weekend after he refused to let his set at the Boston Strong concert be streamed online like all the other participating acts. Cook later apologized on Twitter. He says on Twitter, "Hey everyone, sorry my set was not part of the live stream or televised. I didn't want any of the new material to hit the airwaves yet." But that apology didn't seem to sit very well, Kenny, with the Twitter users. I'm not going to use some of the language that I'm seeing here.
Yeah, I bet.
Anyway, the Boston Strong Concert raised money for the victims of the marathon bombing. That's been going on. Here, if you don't know, Dane Cook is an example of his, and I put this in quotation marks, his work.
He started this entire situation off, okay? I'm standing next to this guy. He turns towards me, and he sneezes like this. He goes, I looked at him, and I went, God bless you. Yeah, I said it like that. I said it like that. God bless you. Which, you know, is God bless you, but it kind of sounded like cover your mouth. Guy looks at me, and very condescending, he goes, yeah, I'm an atheist. I'm trying to be polite. I don't know you're an atheist, right? And even if I did, what am I supposed to say when an atheist sneezes? When you die, nothing happens. He goes, well, what about you? What did you grow up? I said, well, I was raised Catholic. What do you believe happens to you after you die? And I said, okay, well, hopefully I live a good life, and my soul goes to heaven. He's giggling. He's like, do you believe this? This is what... So he's laughing at my beliefs, and finally I just snap like, what about you? Okay, what about you, all right? What happens to you after you die? Now he gets very serious, like he's going to school me, okay?
I don't find anything amusing about him, and maybe that's why people didn't like him. 28 after on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Mary Madeline and Ron Reagan, coming right up.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can you tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. But the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Madeline and Reagan. The IRS Inspector General report that kicked off all the IRS scandal concluded that there was no White House involvement and no crime. So why do Peggy Noonan and Charles Krauthammer keep implying that Obama is the equivalent of Nixon on the IRS?
The people in the White House, the Chief of Staff and the counsel there who got wind of the investigation and the IRS scandal, let's call it that, did not tell the president right away, I think for a very good reason. As soon as you tell the president, he's now involved, as it were.
This is why you have to have some measure of experience and judgment in the White House surrounding the president. Mm-hmm. There are things she shouldn't know for the aforementioned reasons, but there are things that he must know because they're a complete high-order abrogation of his responsibilities, like this.
I'm Mark Green. That was your Both Sides Minute with Ron Reagan and Mary Madeline.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bombproof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Hi, I'm Steve Shank, founder of eFoods Direct. Right now, we have a huge number of Americans that are in serious trouble right smack dab in the middle of the Oklahoma disasters. I know that thousands of you, like us, are frustrated with not being able to help those who have lost so much and are in so much pain. We can't stand idly by. Food is the best way to help the victims and support the relief effort. We have a plan for any of you who would like to partner with us in providing food in this desperate time of need. We've built a 7-day emergency food package containing breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a whole week for one adult valued at $60. Your $25 will ship this life-saving supply directly to those in need. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. The food is contributed at considerably less than cost. Thank you.
One of being charming, entertaining, fun, frivolous sometimes. But as each half hour gets started, this hour, no exception, the overview of things that you'll probably want to know more about today. I haven't actually talked about the fire at the Chinese poultry farm. This is, again, a testament to the reality of, I don't know, the news cycle. Kenny, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen here on the Good Day program, 888-302-3684. This is a big building, an explosion in a poultry processing plant. Electrical system apparently failed. And so 119 people are dead. Now, 10 years ago, maybe 15, 20 years ago, maybe even 5 years ago, I'm not sure this would get the kind of attention that it's getting today. Whatever happens, no matter where it is, it's sort of, in a way, and I don't mean this is a good story, but it demonstrates how boundaries are coming down, which I think is a good thing. I think we all ought to be more universally aware of what's going on in the world, because I think it's, in this circumstance, yeah, we have all this stuff we say about China and what goes on there and how slipshod the country is and what they produce is not all that good. And, you know, we hope that none of this poultry was coming to the United States. Having said that, there is a story over the weekend of there's a Chinese, now I'm trying to, it was pork, I think, wasn't it? Was that Friday we talked about that? Some kind of a...
About China buying the Smithfield Foods Company?
Right, yeah. A pork processing company here in America. I couldn't remember if that was Thursday or Friday. Sometimes the days are just a blur. You know that?
Yes.
Go from one. The time is going so quickly. Meredith and I were talking about that last night. How quickly time is moving, and whether it seems like it moves more quickly because you're getting older, whatever it is. I'm a believer that the Earth is moving faster on its axis, and that's why I think in reality time really is moving faster. Having said that, though, the point of my conversation was that in this case, without the sort of social media or the electronic, the fact that everybody's got a phone, a cell phone, take pictures, and this stuff becomes immediately available informationally. There's no string attached to it. There's no waiting for the 6 o'clock news. It just gets out there. So whether you would have known about this, whether it's important, some people say, it's over in China. But there are things that happen everywhere that we get right in front of our faces. And it does, I think, change the tone and tenure of the conversation. Anyway. So having said that, most people are talking about the weather today. The worst of it is over as far as the Midwest is concerned. Aftermath of more tornadoes, more destruction, more power outages, more deaths. Not much severe weather is anticipated today. But over the weekend, lots of wild weather. I was talking, in essence, telling my story over this last half hour of being on the hayfield and seeing these little mini tornadoes flipping the hay around up north. We had 40, 45 mile an hour winds, but it was very warm yesterday, and it wasn't a bad day for farming. A rain in the northeast today and down along the Delmarva into Washington as a tornado in North Carolina yesterday, and all of that stuff. Just a part of the trail of the storm that went through Friday night and Saturday morning into Oklahoma. Man, living there, I would not want to be a real estate agent trying to sell a home in Moore, Oklahoma, would you? Under the circumstances.
No way.
The former Army private, Bradley Manning, who was responsible for the Wigwell. I don't know. He gave the information to Julian Assange, and it was posted on WikiLeaks. He's facing charges of aiding the enemy. Does that mean Assange is our enemy? What do you think about that? When this first happened, I thought, wow, this is great. I want to know what's going on. And, you know, you went through all of the things. Well, there were like 220,000 different email. Wasn't that it, Kenny? Was it that? I think the number was that high, wasn't it?
It was something like that, yes.
So who was hurt? Nobody was hurt. It's another example of the government, and especially the guys that are in there now, wanting to keep everything a secret. Nixon was the same. You know, people have been drawing parallels between the Obama administration and the Nixon administration. The more you look at what's going on, the more you see more similarities. So does Obama end up the same way? Here's a guy who is so interested in his legacy as George Bush. I guess they all are, really. Their egos in the second term get a hold of them, and they want to be known for this, that, or the other thing. But as we all kind of saw when you go to the George Bush Library opening that took place a couple of weeks ago, there's nothing in there that underscores really anything much except the death and destruction of going into Iraq by mistake. Of course, they have their own spin on it, but... you get to the bottom line here, and what are they protecting? What's Eric Holder and these other people? What are they protecting? And why are they just protecting themselves from embarrassment? That's all it is. Nobody, nobody, nobody has been hurt by those WikiLeaks email. Anyway, so we live in a secrecy state. We are in a state of confusion for sure. Remember that song? Was it Temptations, Ball of Confusion? Was that Temptations song?
Ball of Confusion? I remember State of Confusion by the Kinks, but
no.
That was early 80s.
There's a song called, do me a favor, Evan, and take a look and see if you go find that song. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or Ken at DougStephan.com. Richie's still having hospital, and this is sort of an update on that. I'm going to let him. He'll be back tomorrow so he can tell his story. But he's been really for over a week in a, talking about a state of confusion. He had tests done last week, and they still don't have the results. He has a mass in his chest that affecting his breathing and affecting his jugular vein. And that's where this all started. But I will tell you, if there isn't, he does not agree with me, but Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's the medical expert, one of the people we have on this program talking about health all the time, says this is perfect example of Obamacare in action. You can't get information, takes them forever to do the tests. I mean, can you imagine somebody tells you that you've got a big blob in your chest and a week later you're trying to figure out what it is? What's that week been like for Richie? We'll ask him that tomorrow. Let's see here. I don't know that I want to talk much about Susan Hendricks. The story today about her praying before she killed her family, she shot them all. I don't think we need to be talking about that much, do you?
No.
The nation's top generals will testify before the Senate today on how they can modify the military justice system to cut down on sexual assaults. That's a big problem. Suicides are a big problem. I heard a discussion on a talk radio program over the weekend in Los Angeles. The number is 18 a day, in case you didn't know. 18 soldiers, people in the military, committing suicide every day. Now, they'll tell you that's no different than the rank and file, you know, the everyday thing that goes on with the general citizenry, the general population. I don't know that I care about that. I don't. Why is that? The people who are in the service are obviously offing themselves for things that are going on because of the of being in the service. That's what their life is. So why wouldn't we, instead of trying to mask it or cover it up or say, oh, it's not just here, that's not the point. The point is that 18 soldiers are killing themselves every day. That's more than are being wiped out by the war in Afghanistan. So for you to keep saying, well, there's no different than what's going on in the general populace, that's meaningless drivel. What are you doing about trying to deal with, we ought to be, as a society, dealing with why people commit suicide in general, but more specifically for those people who are in the service, don't you think? Am I missing something here?
No, I don't. It seems like something that gets a lot of talk lately. There's lots of press, lots of stuff in social media about it, but I don't know. I don't see where anybody is doing anything.
Yeah, I don't either. All right, so anyway, I was looking at the coverage, beating that Oklahoma has taken and how great the radio stations there. They've been the mainstay, even though people love to see these pictures of the storm chasers and all that other stuff, what it's like inside the tornado. The real meat of the conversation has been through advising people on how to deal with these areas that are being pummeled by tornadoes. Matter of fact, I'm going to give you an excerpt from a talk radio program with a caller in just a matter of moments as to how it's like to live in these places called Tornado Alley. 888-302-3684. Doug Steffens, good day program. How'd you like to lose weight and feel rejuvenated at the same time? Rejuvenated and balanced following the Mind, Ball, and Soul Workout, a new way to lose weight. The Mind, Ball, and Soul Workout, designed by international fitness presenters, physical therapists, some of the world's great Olympians and athletes. Mind, Ball, and Soul will tighten and tone your body, relax and harmonize your mind and your spirit at the same time. Because the influence here is Eastern yoga. And then there's a twist, sort of the modern-day physical therapy principles that there is really nothing like at all in the workout world. I was looking yesterday when I woke up at some of these, the Sunday, well, pretty much every day, but I think it was more on the weekend, the shows, the paid infomercials with all of these exercise routines and the people who look like they're Adonises. Just 15 weeks and your body can look like this? Well, maybe that's true, but here's something that you can use to develop a strong core, a more flexible body, and reduce stress in your life. This goes one step further. The Mind, Ball, and Soul goes one step further. Some of the multiple benefits of this program, Mind, Ball, and Soul. No need to spend countless hours training in the gym, work out in your home, gain more than just physical results. See, that's the underscore here. This is about your mind, your body, and your soul. It's a complete workout routine. Your new body and life is waiting to unfold. Mind, body, and soul. Check it out online.
Many people who switch their car insurance to GEICO for the savings end up staying for the excellent customer service. That's why GEICO works very hard to make sure every customer is satisfied. In fact, GEICO's customer satisfaction is 97%. And the 3% who aren't satisfied? Well, there's just no pleasing some people. But we're working on it.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey, new kid. You need to know something about me. I love Honeywell products. No matter what the job, they've got safety covered. Grainger is where we get it. With names you know and trust. UVEX safety glasses, Howard light hearing protection, North respiratory. Miller Ball Systems? Love them. Honeywell. Recommended for safety. Trusted by me. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, clickgranger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
This report is brought to you by Dollar General. As part of its Everyday Heroes program in June, Dollar General, in partnership with Procter & Gamble, is saluting soldiers like Sparky Edwards, who return home from military service to make a difference in their communities. Once an at-risk teenager, Edwards earned his GED and then entered the military with the help of a youth academy. Today, he's a devoted husband and proud father of two. He's also earning his PhD, and he's using his experience as a decorated war veteran and successful business owner to motivate at-risk teens.
I enlisted in the military because I wanted to be a part of something greater than myself and serve my country. Mentoring at-risk teens allows me to carry on that tradition and also help them by realizing their full potential.
Dollar General offers excellent career opportunities to active duty members, veterans, and their families. It's among the nation's largest retailers of top quality brands like Tide, Gain, and Downy. To learn more, visit www.dollargeneral.com/edhservice. I'm Dan Merritt.
I'm at a local golf course to talk Gold Bond Powder with the Phillips foursome. You guys look uncomfortable.
Man, it's humid.
My shirt's stuck to my back.
My feet are funky.
And I'm itchy in all the wrong places.
I've heard enough. Phillips foursome, relief starts now.
Good.
Gold Bond medicated body and foot powders are proven to relieve itch, odor, and wetness with that cooling, feel-good, refreshing kick.
Great.
Itch-free, baby.
Couldn't be happier to hear that. Gold Bond Powder. Relief starts now.
This is the song I'm in reference to when it came to the medical realities of what Rich has been going through as to whether or not it's typical. It seems to be what you're hearing from more and more people who go through a medical process who try to get medical answers. And so that's what I said. How about that song? Listen to these people on my staff. They are really on it.
Woo-hoo.
All right, back to the tornadoes. Here's host, radio guy named Jerry Jeff Walker, talking to one of his callers who doesn't understand how anybody can continue to live in these areas where there have been so much tornado activity.
What's on your mind this morning?
Well, you know, Jerry Jeff, call me maybe too simple-minded, but, you know, I grew up in Detroit.
Yeah.
And Detroit's a real dump.
Yeah.
And you know what I did? I said, you know what? I don't like it here. I packed up my stuff, and I left.
Right.
And moved down to South Carolina.
Right.
Now, if I lived in Oklahoma, I'd do the same thing. There's no way I could live out there with all those tornadoes.
Well, you know, but you're in South Carolina, a state, and you're not in a coastal region, but obviously you're affected by occasional hurricanes. So, I mean,
well, yeah, they turn into tropical storms when they get up here.
Mother Nature does have its special eye on places for special events. And
right.
Oklahoma is one of those places where when they say the wind comes sweeping down the plains, it really comes sweeping down the plains.
I mean,
like in the musical.
I think about Oklahoma, and I'm just like, okay, why would I live there? There's no beach there. There's no mountains there. There's tornadoes.
I understand. And there probably are some people in that state affected by the devastating tornadoes that have hit over the last couple of weeks there that are asking the same questions.
Forced sale by owner.
But there are also people who, you know, it's just like people who live in flood-prone areas along river valleys and in floodplains. They rebuild every year. They just stay. This is their home, and this is where they want to be. I mean,
I can see, like, in the Jersey Shore. I mean, it's a nice area. You live right on the ocean. Why you want to rebuild there?
Oh, right here in Cincinnati. Yeah. I mean, there are places that, in a normal weather cycle, get flooded every single year. And then there are great floods like the one we had in 97 or going back to 1937, where there are people living in those areas that were underwater then and probably will be underwater again.
I don't know. Somehow I think being underwater and being killed by a tornado, I mean, a tornado is total destruction. I just don't understand. I wouldn't be in Oklahoma. I would not be in
I'd
Oklahoma.
I'd rather be drowned than picked up in that.
No way.
Right? It would be better to be drowned than picked up by a tornado. That's an interesting call. 51 after the hour.
to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia.
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show.
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show.
Presented in part by GCN.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Now, 53 after the hour, it's Tech Talk time on the Good Day program. Shelley Palmer is here to get things started, and we'll talk about a few other things that are a part of the mobile world, the bidders for Hulu. I think it's pretty interesting. Meanwhile, Shelley Palmer, though, is here to talk about Samsung launching a new Samsung Galaxy S4 Mini. It's not something you can drive. That's the Mini Cooper. But maybe it'll drive you crazy. And you'll find out about it in just a moment here on Good Day.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at Web.com will build your website on one of the domains that defy the Internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-855-254-SITE. That's 1-855-254-SITE. 1-855-254-7483. Or go to web.com/radio.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, if you love the idea of the Samsung Galaxy S4 but want something smaller, cheaper, and worse, listen up. Samsung just announced the Galaxy S4 Mini, which will launch at the Samsung Premier event later this month in London. The S4 Mini has a 4.3-inch screen. It's about the same size as the Galaxy S3, and it's about 3/4 inch smaller than the S4. It has a Super AMOLED display, same as the S4, but barely over half the resolution of its big brother. The S4 Mini features a dual-core processor, 1.5 gigabytes of RAM, and an 8-megapixel camera. It only has 8 gigabytes of storage, and only 5 of those gigabytes are free after formatting. But it does offer expandable storage through a micro SD card slot. If you were expecting a smaller version of the Galaxy S4, this isn't it. The only similarities are in the TouchWiz software it runs and its name. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stebbins' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer. Have a good day. Next.
Hi there. Two hot dogs, please.
Oh, honey, this has been the perfect getaway, and I can't believe how much money we saved with Hotels.com.
Shh. If people find out, we've got extra money.
Oh, sweetie, relax.
Here you go.
How much?
For you, $37.
Whoa.
Plus it's extra.
What is it, wrapped in gold?
Yeah. The Hotels.com 4th of July sale. Now through July 4th. With savings so great, you won't be able to keep it a secret. Book now and save up to 30%. Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
I'm at a local golf course to talk Gold Bond powder with the Phillips foursome. You guys look uncomfortable.
Man, it's humid.
My shirt's stuck to my back.
My feet are funky.
And I'm itchy in all the wrong places.
I've heard enough. Phillips foursome, relief starts now.
Good.
Gold Bond medicated body and foot powders are proven to relieve itch, odor, and wetness with that cooling, feel-good, refreshing kick.
Feels great.
Itch-free, baby.
Couldn't be happier to hear that. Gold Bond powder. Relief starts now.
The world's largest supplier of mobile networks and services is out with its latest go-to source for trends and outlooks on worldwide mobility. If you'd like to know more about that, here's reporter Brian Osich.
The latest edition of the Ericsson Mobility Report is out and finds that mobile broadband growth is strong and increasing through first quarter 2013. And the report also predicts how most of us will connect to the internet via mobile devices. Director of Strategic Communications for Ericsson, Don McCullough.
One of our big predictions is that our connection is going to be faster than ever. LTE and 4G networks, they're the fastest mobile technologies. And LTE is growing even more strongly than we expected. So by 2018, we think there's going to be 2 billion LTE subscriptions, and 60% of the world's population will have access to the fastest mobile technologies.
And when it comes to total mobile subscribers?
By 2018, we think there's going to be over 9 billion mobile subscriptions in the world.
For more information, log on to Ericsson.com/Ericsson Mobility Report. That's Technology Now from Ericsson.
The DirecTV folks, so the second largest U.S. pay TV service, and a couple of other bidders have offered $1 billion for Hulu, Kenny. It's the online video website that brings you television shows, well, usually the day after. Isn't that how that works?
More in some cases, yeah.
Yeah. But did you have to pay to subscribe? I remember reading, looking at stuff on Hulu and didn't pay. When I would miss an episode of 24, for example, I'd just go to Hulu and get it.
Some of it's pay, some of it's still free.
It is. All right. So it's worth that kind of dough? $1 billion.
It's huge.
I'd be happy if you started that outfit out. Anyway, world of technology, a fascinating place. Happy to cover that along with lots of other great things that are going on in the world. It's the Good Day Program, 59 after the hour.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.